Ronald Church, de las Nemes, C-U-C-H-U-R-C-H, Church, Ronald. 77-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus with severe peripheral vascular disease and severe cardiovascular disease. He has a cardiomyopathy that is ischemic in nature and valvulopathy. He has been admitted to a hospital with shortness of breath. The ejection fraction is 25%. At the present time, the patient is under hospice care. He came here for evaluation and evaluation of the kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 25, and the estimated eGFR is 74. I don't have a urine analysis to evaluate the urinary sediment. I don't have a protein creatinine ratio. However, the serum albumin is 3.6, and the total protein 6.1. The liver function tests are within normal limits. The patient is in very stable condition. In order to manage the fluid in this particular case, the patient is going to wait himself. In this office was 189 pounds. Whatever is above 189, he's supposed to take 40 milligrams of furosemide and enforce the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. With low sodium and plant-based diet. Number 2, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number 3, the patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy that is followed by Dr. Bhandari. However, apparently the doctor turned him to hospice. He has an AICD that is followed by the electrophysiologist. To a physical examination, there is not a fluid in the lower extremities. To the lung auscultation, decreased breath sounds at both bases with coarse rails bilaterally. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We spent 12 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.